Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska House has voted to restore permanent fund dividends to the full projected amount of roughly $2,200 this fall. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The House voted 26-14 to include $1.5 billion for PFDs. The funding drew support from most members of both the largely Democratic majority coalition and the Republican minority. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux said during a floor session that she doesn't support cutting PFDs without requiring oil companies to pay more in taxes.
Without this amendment, we are headed to a budget which reduces the people's PFD. And to this, Mr. Speaker, I say not only no, but hell no.
By pushing the House capital budget further away from the Senate's, the vote may make it less likely the legislature will reach an overall budget deal before the end of the special session on Friday. It's not clear if the PFD increase will receive support from the Senate. It's also not clear if it will be approved by Governor Bill Walker. Fairbanks Republican Senate President Pete Kelly says the vote was a distraction from negotiations on the operating budget.
Kind of proof that they're very desperate to get an income tax. They do this through inflating the budget to the point that we almost have to have an income tax to fund it.
If there's no budget deal by Friday, Walker will likely call the legislature immediately back into a second special session. If there's no budget before July 1st, the state government will shut down. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
A wildfire north of Delta Junction is larger than previously thought. The Alaska Division of Forestry reports that the estimate for the South Fork Salcha Fire has been up from 5,000 acres to over 8,000 acres based on new mapping conducted Tuesday. The South Fork Salcha Fire was started by lightning June 8th in a limited suppression zone and has been allowed to burn. In an online video post, Delta Area Fire Management Officer Mike Goyette says the fire 25 miles north of Delta was subdued by rain earlier this week.
We've seen some hot spots in here while we've been going around, areas that are still burning, smoldering, the old timber that's on the ground, some of that's still burning. But for the most part, this should be pretty well contained where it is currently.
Goyette says the South Fork Salcha Fire is surrounded by old wildfire scars and continues to be monitored as conditions warm and dry. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital has joined the Mayo Clinic Care Network, the first in Alaska to do so. Speaking at an event yesterday announcing the membership, Foundation Health Partners CEO Dr. Greg Johnson emphasized that the hospital, Tananaw Valley Clinic, and Denali Center will remain locally owned and operated, with the Mayo Clinic providing behind-the-scenes input.
It includes clinical aspects. It also includes non-clinical aspects. So the support that we would expect to receive from this type of relationship not only impacts the nurses and physicians that provide the care, but it also impacts the administrators that oversee the operations of the hospital. We can find best practices throughout the Mayo system with those 46 members. We have a tremendous resource that we can tap from.
Dr. Johnson says access to Mayo Clinic doctors and resources will in some cases eliminate the need for patients to travel outside the community for care.
Endocrinology, for example. Sometimes very complex cases, a lot of things come into play. We have a specialist in the community that can handle the vast majority of them, but it's one individual. And to know that he could tap into the resources of Mayo Clinic, develop those kinds of relationships, get involved in the patient care to the extent that you can share the information, their specialist at Mayo can come back with some recommendations on how the path of that care should go.
Johnson says patients will not be billed additionally for Mayo Clinic consultation. A vintage DeLorean sports car is on the road from the lower 48 to Alaska. University of Alaska Fairbanks Associate Professor of Journalism Rob Prince says he realized a lifelong dream when he bought the 1982 Gullwing Door car last year while on sabbatical in Michigan and began preparing to drive it back to Fairbanks.
The car seems to be driving pretty well. But there are definitely elements of it where it could go at any time. And, about a week ago, it started to dawn on me that maybe this really isn't the best idea. But I am so far past the point of no return.
Prince has recruited a grade school friend to drive along in a backup car in case the DeLorean breaks down.
So it's going to be kind of a cool road trip with a couple of guys who just turned 40 this year, taking the DeLorean back.
The two friends are filming the road trip for a documentary. Prince says the sports car popularized in the 1980s Back to the Future movies always generates a lot of interest.
It's really extremely rare to see a DeLorean on the road. and letting people sit in it and get their picture taken in it. That's the best part about the car.
Prince expects the DeLorean will be an even more unusual sight in remote towns along the route north. A DeLorean was depicted as a time travel machine in Back to the Future. And among stops Prince has planned is a meeting with physics professors at the University of Alberta.
And we're going to do an interview in the car about the science of time travel. And they seem pretty excited about it, too. They're pretty geeked out about the idea of seeing the DeLorean.
Prince hopes to make it to Fairbanks June 22nd and is planning an arrival party. I'm Dan Bross.